Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace. What's up, fam? We are back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotep, Obarigani, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back again, family. Happy New Year. You feel me? This is 2021. You dig? This Collective Minds Radio, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, family, we are back again. You know what I'm saying? God, Allah willing, you know, we gonna go strong for another year. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, we do this show to share constructive dialogue with the fam and give everybody, you know, that's part of the Collective Minds family an opportunity to, you know, share their thoughts with us. So we appreciate y'all. And once again, like I said, Happy New Year. And we got a good show lined up. And before we get started, I want to say Happy New Year to my co-host, Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa. And, you know, how was y'all New Year's week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you as well, and Mufasa and all the listeners out there. Just Happy New Year. Glad everybody made it to see 2021. No major announcements on my end. None
right,
on my
end. Yes, indeed. Brother Mufasa, you got any announcements for the family?
No, I ain't got no major announcement either. Happy New Year to everybody. And hopefully 2021 will be better than 2020 was. One thing that is kind of on my mind, and maybe we can roll this into open discussion too, is why do we shoot guns in the air on New Year's night? Why? I mean, it's dangerous. You know, I had to spend New Year's in my bunker. If I ain't in my bunker, in my base, usually I'm in my basement. You know, the family will have a little get together, and we'll just hide out in the basement until the gun smoke cleared. This year, unfortunately, I started a new job, so I was working overnight. It's the first time I ain't been in my own crib on New Year's night in a long time. It felt weird, but I still didn't escape the sounds of the gunfire. Also, unfortunately, a young lady lost her life in my neighborhood, you know, apparently due to, you know, the way these guys are shooting off these guns. You know, she was struck in the head driving down the street and died. So I just don't get why we do it. I got to admit, in my younger years, in my teenage years, early 20s, I was one of the ones who used to do it too. But I didn't do it long. You know, I maybe did it 1 year or 2 years, and then I was like, man, it ain't safe. Even then, though, I never shot up in the air. You know, I was shooting to the ground. Not saying, you know, shooting to the dirt, but I never shot in the air.
Right.
So I don't get why. First off, why we do it? Why we shoot like that? And then second, why do we not have enough sense to not shoot in the air? Because anything goes up must come down. So hopefully we can slow that type of foolish behavior down. But 2022. But hey, we'll see.
That,
just want to throw that on y'all.
Right.
Get y'all thoughts on how y'all feel about that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Before we get into that, I want to take this time out to, thank my co-host and thank this platform. Like, how long have we been doing this, y'all? What year is this?
We going into year five.
Going into year five. Year five, right. Year five. Going into year five. So, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I just want to thank you all. Thank Queen Rigel for, this kind of her brainchild of putting this together. And for those that don't know, just to make a long story short, this started just from conversations that we would just have on the phone. Sometimes over my mom's house, we would have these conversations. And, Rigel just thought it was a good idea to bring us together to have these conversations and build this platform called Collective Minds. So I want to thank y'all because, actually this is one of, the most consistent things that I've done. We've been on every Sunday. We take two Sundays out a year, but for the most part, we've been on every Sunday consistently with the fam, despite what's going on in our personal life. We always show up to dialogue and have these conversations. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank y'all for that. And this has allowed me to, work on being a better speaker, being a better communicator, work on my interview skills. Work on my interview skills and question asking and things like that, and just become a better journalist with disseminate information. And, hopefully going into 2021, we can do more interviews and just try to make the show a better experience for everyone. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out there and say salute to my co-hosts and to all the listeners, for the platform. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there, fam. Shout out to y'all. You feel me?
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up.
I want to
add something to that real quick. Communication rules the nation.
That's a
and
fact.
So
that's
this
a fact.
Platform has helped me with, I always have said that people, you should evolve, So hopefully,
you don't stay
a one-track minded person. So when you talk, you might have ideas in your head. And as you, converse with someone else, you listen to what they got to say and you chop it up and go back and forth. And then you might change your mind on something, or you may change their mind on something. So conversation rules the nation. And I've learned a lot. I feel like I've grown a lot from these conversations that we've had also. So I enjoy it as well.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. Roger, did you have a response or y'all want to get
to
it?
Well, yeah, I was just going to, also thank you guys as well, for being committed. Because I know that was one of the things we had talked about when we first was brainstorming about doing this. And I understand, and I know you guys do too, the importance of being dedicated and committed to something, to see something through long term, even if we may not see. Because sometimes we may do things and not realize the effect it may have in the future.
I just really
appreciate it. You can't see the seeds when it's in the ground, when they're in the ground,
That's right.
The mugs, and sometimes they can be, pretty beneficial and a beautiful sprout, So I just want to say again that I do appreciate you guys, for sticking in there and doing it. And it's just like with anything, not just with this, but I just want to encourage everybody to just, do things. Don't hold back. When you want to do something, you have an idea, and you have a desire to do something, just do it. Just take the step to do it. Don't be afraid. Release fear. It's 2021. Just release any type of fear and doubt you may have, any goals that you may want to accomplish. Just do it. Step out there and just do it. Nothing in the world can trouble you as much as your own thoughts. You know, so just don't discourage yourself from doing things. Just do it. So I definitely want to say thank you to Mufasa and Brother Kevin for taking this journey with me and helping build this up. And I actually do look forward to trying to, you know, build it up even more in the next coming months, actually.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Appreciate you. Much respect. And, yeah, shout out to all the listeners and alumni that hit us up every week. We definitely appreciate y'all. And, you know, we hope we provide some good information and giving you guys a chance to, you know, express yourself on the Collective Minds.
Yeah, we appreciate the information that y'all give us.
That y'all bring us. Exactly. That's a fact. It's a two-way street. That's a fact. It's a two-way street. So, yeah, family, without further ado, we are here. This is 2020. This is our first show. We decided to have an open discussion heading into the new year. You know, we're coming off a, you know, some might say a tumultuous 2020. Some might say a hectic 2020. Some might say an unprecedented 2020. But nonetheless, it was, you know, an experience. And, you know, if you hear, then you made it. You know what I'm saying? So we want to try to make, like our brother Mufasa said, make 2021 better. And kind of decipher, you know, how we do, what's going on in the news, what's going on with relationships, society, anything we can do to contribute to, you know, to the upgrade, you know, that's what we want to do here at Collective Minds. So did y'all have anything specific y'all want to get into? I do want to encourage the family also. I had opportunity to watch this Disney Pixar movie called Soul, and the movie was pretty good. It was interesting. It was a lot of metaphysical stuff. You know, it kind of talked about, well, the movie has, let me start from the beginning. The movie has Jamie Foxx as one of the characters and Tina Fey as one of the characters. Tina Fey is the white lady. She used to be on Saturday Night Live and whatnot, but they're the two main characters, but it's about this jazz teacher who wants to be a jazz musician, and he has an accident, and he ended up not dying, but going to that, you go to that place where you see the light, and you have a chance to see the light, or you can go the other way. So he was kind of stuck in that state where his soul was in another realm, and it's a cartoon, so, you know, they make it, you know, acceptable for kids and whatnot, but it's a lot of deep metaphysical things in there when it comes to the soul and purpose of life and things like that. So if you get a chance, check out the movie Soul. I thought it was a great movie. Watched it with the kids. They enjoyed it. But I think adults can get a lot out of it too, based on the premise and, you know, the things that they're talking about. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know, did y'all get a chance to see that, Raiji, or Mufasa?
Yeah.
If y'all got a chance,
last night, I did. I watched it, and it is very interesting, like you were saying. It definitely paralleled with what my initial theory was, and I thought that was very, very interesting. Mufasa, when you see it, you're going to know what we had discussed prior to this about our theories on the before we, you know, are reincarnated into these physical bodies. And it's very, I guess it's just more so confirmation for me that, you know, our thoughts are everywhere, you know, and we just, nothing, for me, when I hear the phrase "nothing is new as under the sun," for me that means that we don't discover anything. Everything is already created. The Creator created everything already. We just become aware of it. So just like with our thoughts, we may become aware of a certain thought. Maybe we had a certain vibration at a time, and we may have a certain thought, you know, and someone else can actually, across the world, can have the same thought, a very similar thought, you know. So it's just
right,
confirmation that, you know, we can have all these types of experiences and not really be aware and realize, and sometimes until we may see a thought or something like that manifest, then we're like, oh man. And sometimes we may have thoughts or feelings about things, and we're unsure of whether or not, you know, this is something to pay attention to, whether or not it's accurate, things like that. So when you see things, you know, fall into place, you know, it kind of just kind of reassure you that you should sometimes pay attention to your thoughts, because they can be very important.
That's right. That's a fact. Yes, sir. All right, all right. Yeah, so I wanted to put that out there for the family. If you get a chance, check out Soul. You know, I think that's a good movie that just came out. And it's a mostly black cast, you know what I'm saying, as far as the real-life characters and whatnot.
And also, but, Brother Kel, someone asked, do you think that movie on the topic was kid-appropriate? Do you think it was too... for kids to understand, or do you think they put enough for a kid to understand?
I think the fact that it's animated, that kind of keeps the kids' attention. But I noticed even with my own kids, a lot of the stuff kind of went over their heads as far as, you know, the conversations they were having. But I'm thinking that a lot of the stuff can be like subconscious and whatnot. Like, they may not get it now, but I think it's good to plant them seeds, you know, about life and whatnot, and they may get it later, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
You know, thinking of movies, that's something I miss too, y'all. I love going to movies. In 2020, we weren't able to go to no movies for real. Man, I miss going to the big screen, getting me some popcorn and some nachos and kick back watching something on the big screen. I miss that. I wonder when we get that back.
Well, you know, some theaters have reopened. You know, I haven't know how they're actually doing it with the social distancing. Or maybe they cut out the, you know, their limits. Things like that to comply with the social distancing rules that the states may have in place. But there are theaters that have reopened.
Yeah. Social distance. I think that's the combination word used most last year in 2021 was social distancing.
You know what? I hate to bring this as a sidebar, though, because I've been meaning to ask, have anybody found out the death count for St. Louis, the 2021? I know we usually do that at the end of each year, but we didn't do it this year, so just wondering, did anybody just so happen to get that information?
Because
it's like they was
clowning.
That's for the
care
section right there.
Yeah, I got you. Now, remember, this is for St. Louis City proper and whatnot. So it's just the city. You know, we know things and incidents happen in the city, but this is just a homicide count for the city. And in 2020, the homicide count was 262 homicides, right? 262 homicides, which is the most in, I believe, four or five years, you know, where it actually went, the murder count went over 200. And we had kind of talked about this, and I thought that was surprising in a year where we had a pandemic, quote unquote, a pandemic, most things were shut down. You know, there was money flowing in the streets when you talk about the PPP loans and all the money that the feds was printing up. And we still had a lot of killing. And that kind of blows my mind, because I'm thinking if we're in a pandemic, the murder should be down. You know, if there's money on the streets, I'm thinking the murder should be down. You know, things like
that.
But
you know what also,
you know.
Another thing too, Brother Kev, we had curfew in place. You know, we even had a shutdown. Right. So we had all these things that you would think, like you said, that would have prevented this high number, but it was like it increased.
It went up. So check this out. Just to put it in perspective real quick. Yeah, just to put it in perspective real quick, Mufasa, I'm going to let you go. In 2020, we had 262 homicides in the city of St. Louis. 262. In 2019, there was 194 homicides. In 2018, there was 186 homicides in the city of St. Louis. And in 2017, there was 205. Clearly 2020 with the 262 has, you know, really been more than the previous year. So, you know, that's just interesting something to look at, though. You know. That's where we stand at. Right now it's showing, right now for 2021, it's showing zero homicides. You know, I know some incidents happened, but they may have been outside of the city limits and whatnot. But for the city, as of January 3rd, it's showing a zero. And I'm getting this information straight from the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department website, where they keep a track of the homicides in the city. So that's where we at, heading into 2021. We're going to see how this year plays out.
Wow.
Let me ask you, this.
We don't have any right now.
Right.
I want to ask Brother Kev something about some Bitcoin is up at an all-time high right now.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that it's going to continue to climb over the next couple of weeks? Or do you think they're getting ready to fall? They're getting ready to dip down?
I think since
November, it's been on the rise.
Yeah, that is correct. Since November, it's been on the rise. So just real quick, like in the beginning of 2020, in the beginning of 2020, you know, it had started, I think it was around 11,000 and whatnot. Then it dropped down.
Yeah, I'm looking at on January the 5th. January the 5th, it was 7,500.
Okay.
January the 5th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. January 5th, got you. So then I think the low for 2020 was what? Like 3,000 maybe? You got all the way down to 3,000?
Pretty close. Look, my records say 49.
49, okay, got down to 49. And then it shot up by the end of the year, it shot up to 20-something. And right now it's at 33,000 for one Bitcoin, 33. So my thinking is because, you know, I've been kind of in the space and listening, there's a lot of institutional investors that are buying Bitcoin. You know, you got a lot of these big banks and these other people are using Bitcoin as a hedge to against the dollar because they see the dollar is kind of dropping and they're using Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as a hedge and as a store of value while the dollar drops. And because there's only a finite number of Bitcoin that ever be produced, there's only a certain number. Everybody's trying to scramble to get some so they can have a piece before they stop mining Bitcoin. And that's the thing. So I think it's going to keep going up. Now, it is going to be volatile, of course, but I think it'll keep going up for a minute, and then it'll pull back. You know, it may pull back low, and then it's going to shoot back up. So I'm thinking, you know, by the end of this year, I'm thinking 50,000 is not crazy. Maybe 100,000 for one Bitcoin is not far off. So that's kind of where I think it's going, bro, to be honest with you. You know,
okay, so
I think it's going that way.
So who thinks this digital money is part of the New World Order, Mark of the Beast?
Right, I've heard that. I've heard that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It could be. See, you know, it could be.
And another question someone just asked. So what happens also when the grid goes out? There's no power and you can't access it.
Well, here's the thing is if the grid goes out, now you got to think about
right.
it because we dealing with some people. Okay, if they turn the grid out, quote unquote, that'd be bad for the powers that be. They don't want that because not only would it affect, you know, the little people, it affect the big people too. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want the grid going out as well. And then, of course, it cannot just go out at one time on the whole world. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
those,
but here's
to me,
the thing.
You know. Go ahead.
You have to remember, the power that be is still very small compared to the rest of us. So
right, that's true.
They could easily have some sort of a plan in place for themselves, you know, and prepare in the event the grid goes out. Shoot, they can be planning to put the grid out because they have something. So I just wanted to just throw
right.
that, just ask out
yeah,
that
yeah,
question.
Yeah, no,
about
that's cool. Yeah. That's cool, and that's you know, that's a hypothetical that we can deal with and go into. But in the
that's
meantime,
true.
Because that's what people be saying, like, what about when the dollar crashed and the dollar do this and the dollar do that? Well, until then, we still have to pay bills. We still got to eat. We still got to buy things. We still got to do things. So, my suggestion would be prepare for those things. Okay, let's say the grid do go down. But how long is it going to be down? Long as your crypto and your Bitcoin is secure and, you know, in a good space, when it comes back up, you'll be ready to roll. If that day even comes, like I say, we dealing with hypotheticals, so we never know. But let's just say the grid just keep going and it stays on and stays on, and Bitcoin keep climbing. You know, I'm not really worried about particularly the mark of the beast thing because I know it's not no, you know, it's not in my mind the way I think the mark of the beast. It's not some chip that's implanted in me. It's not some tattoo on my hand or whatnot. It's none of that. This is basically digital currency, right? It's basically a secure code where you can store a problem, because in order to mine Bitcoin, you got to solve these mathematical equations that are very difficult that you need computers to solve. So when you solve these equations, it unlocks what they call a Bitcoin. So for that, you have your own secure key, and it's a good way, again, to store value because your value is attached to that particular equation, if that makes sense. And that's basically where we're going as far as this digital money go. You know, we're going to online, we're going to secure assets, you know, digital assets that you can hold, because we know the fiat currency and the dollar is dropping dramatically, you know. Is getting weaker and weaker by the day. And, of course, it'll probably recover, you know, at some point. But at this point, it's dropping, and that is making the price of Bitcoin rise, you know, the price of gold and precious metals and things like that are going up because the dollar's dropping. So, you know, as far as all that other stuff, the hypotheticals, you know, I'm not too concerned about that. If it do crash, we'll figure it out. But until then, you know, it's money to be made. We got to get our finances and economic game up. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what I'm focused on, you know. And,
So in other words, just don't get too attached to the game, but don't get too attached.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Play the game. Don't get too attached. You know, make sure, just in case it do pop off, that you have a little something that you can secure. You can have.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. But you know, people know me for years. Like you know, they know I'm not really with the shenanigans as far as the whole system, the cash system. it is what it is. I don't think that it's the best system. You know, I don't think that it's the best, it's the most equitable system. I think capitalism, you know, allows racism to flourish. It allows, you know, a lot of people to have and have not. You know what I'm saying? There's a big gap in between the have and the have nots based on capitalism. So I'm not a fan at all. But what I do know is I'm not finna just sit around and be and hope for everything to crash while things and opportunities are passing me by. No, I'm going to participate and try to use money as a weapon to protect, you know, myself and my family, you know, as other groups and other people are doing. So that's kind of where I stand. Yeah, everything could crash.
Weapon or resource.
And exactly. Weapon or resource, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, Bitcoin is at all-time highs. I think it's going to continue through the month of January, and then I could see a little pullback. Now, how big is that pullback? Who knows? Because we've seen it was at 7,000. That mug came back almost 50%. So we could see a pullback like that, which would be dramatic to, you know, to a new investor or somebody. You know, if you get in at the top, it's at 32,000 right now. Let's just say it pulled back 40%. We're talking about it's going to 16, 17,000 or something. You know what I'm saying? Like 16, 15,000. So that would be a major pullback. But I do expect some type of pullback because the market, the cryptocurrency market is so volatile. But, you know, who knows? That's the whole thing. You never know with these markets how things are going to go. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's
hey, I'm on my Cash App plan. I'm on my Cash App plan with it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely something to be looking at. Because it seems like that's the future. Like I say, who knows? Yeah, who knows how far this thing can go. But like I say, I've heard in the beginning, I've heard it can get up to 500,000. I've heard 1 million. I've heard one Bitcoin will be 1 million one day. You know, but who knows? But right now we at 30,000, so 50 don't seem too far off, or 100,000 don't seem too far off right now. You know, so yeah, that's where we at, family. If you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. We having a beginning of the year open discussion, and you can hit us up. Let us know what you think. The number is 929-477. 1697. Now we got
what?
The
also, too,
yes, ma'am.
Let me touch base on something real fast. You guys know that Nancy, she won today. They voted, so she remains the House Speaker. So now we got to see what's gonna happen in this Georgia.
In Georgia,
that's
right?
Coming up, yeah. And see what is it going with. The Democrats going a clean sweep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Didn't they spray paint Nancy House? Spray paint Nancy House and Chuck Schumer House.
Yeah.
And Mitch McConnell. Yeah. That's what I meant. Not Chuck Schumer. Yeah. Forgive me. Mitch McConnell. They spray painted his house in Louisville. Hilarious.
Now they keep emphasizing that the pig head had fake blood. So does that mean the pig head was real? Because they keep emphasizing that the blood was fake. But does that mean that the pig head was real?
Yeah, I think it looked real from the pictures that I seen. I think it may have been a real pig head. Now, I don't know what that symbolized or whatnot. You know, we usually associate pigs with cops and whatnot, so I'm not sure what they were trying to say with that. But I thought it was real. You know, I could be wrong, but I thought it was real.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, they spray painted the house, and that was behind, you know, the stimulus checks, because they were trying to give the people what they were giving. They're giving the people $600 stimulus if you make under a certain amount, and they were pushing for more money for $2,000 stimulus. Because Trump, when it came to his desk, Trump was like, nah, you need to give the people more. And, you know, they sent it back out. The Democrats supposedly was with it. But Mitch McConnell, basically the Republican leader of the House, of the Senate, he didn't agree with the $2,000 stimulus and whatnot. So that's what the spray paint was about and all that. So, you know, we'll see how this thing play out. And, you know, we got the Trump coming up. We got the transition of power coming up. So is this going to be a smooth transition, or are we going to have a little, you know, back and forth? You know what I mean?
Transition.
We're going to have a little back and forth.
Yeah.
Transition.
And also,
power.
Too, though, Mitch McConnell.
Ain't nobody going
nowhere. Mitch McConnell.
Ain't nobody going nowhere.
Trump ain't going nowhere.
That's what I was going to say. Mitch McConnell, just for a little clarity, he was okay with the $2,000 stimulus as long as it was targeted. He was also going to implement his own bill that he wanted them to vote on that was also going to give $2,000 as well. But he had two other things in there that the Democrats didn't want to go for. But he wanted it to be targeted to a certain group of people as far as the income. Because the Democrats' biggest complaint that they use is that they don't want to give $2,000 to a family that's making $300,000, but they claim they don't mind giving it to other income bracket family members. But for some reason he didn't bring his bill in for voting. For some reason, I don't know why, but he did have a bill that was to also give $2,000 to. But it's still a game.
Right.
Just clearing that up, too. It wasn't that they totally agree with it. It's just for targeting purposes. They say it's not targeted enough. The one that is that they want to pass now is not targeted. It's for everybody.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we shall see, you know, how that's going to go. You know, we'll see how that's going to go. Now, what y'all think about the transition of power? I heard Brother Mufasa say Trump ain't going nowhere.
Ain't no transition of power. No, I'm riding this out. I'm riding this out to the end. I've been riding with Trump. And I'm riding until they pull him out of there, kicking and scratching and clawing.
You know, they really get on my nerves. You know, you guys, they have this this phone recording of Trump talking to the Georgia officials about the voting fraud. Now, they trying to make it seem like he threatened them and all that. I listened to the recording, the phone call. He was not even threatening them. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Everything that happens bad or seemingly bad, they say, is Trump, the president. Anything that's seemingly to be helping America move forward and that's seemingly good, they credit it to Biden. That's just pissed. But yeah, they out now. Today was breaking news saying that he had this conversation where he was threatening the Georgia officials to recount and all that. And that's just, from what I heard, that's just simply not even true. It's like, why would they just do that?
Right, who knows? Who knows?
If he's on the ballot or not. If he has some up his
sleeve. Yeah, we'll see. It sounds like he's still trying to to keep power. So it's gonna be interesting. Like I say, I'm sitting back. I ain't making no predictions. I'm finna just watch this thing play out and see what it.
Oh man,
you know what I'm saying? See what it do.
I know. We got some callers on the line, but before we go to the call line, I forgot two important things that I wanted to make an announcement on. First, I gotta say rest in peace to my uncle who I lost a couple of days ago, like a father to me. You know what I'm saying? Great mentor to me.
Condolences.
Peace to the conqueror.
Yes, indeed.
And the second thing is for all you Khaled Muhammad fans out there, as you all know, may not know, I'm a big Khaled Muhammad fan, but the Book of Khaled was finally put out. It's available on Amazon. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz put it together. So if you're a Khaled Muhammad fan and you want to read about his life and times and see some good pictures and everything, you can get that on Amazon, the Book of Khaled.
All right. Yes, indeed, the Book of Khaled. Yeah, what y'all want to do? Y'all want to hit the call lines, or did y'all have something else y'all wanted to touch on?
We can hit the call line. Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. If you have a question or a comment.
Man, y'all could have met at the Pancake House and had that little conversation.
Welcome
to the
here.
Pancake House, my brother.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mustafa, you're right. And to the lady, Mike Pence said he's not going to accept any electors where fraud has been revealed. And he shouldn't. This is about the integrity of the vote in the United States and also about the United States Constitution. And those Congress people who said that they're going to dispute them, and what it needs to do is go down to a vote of the congressmen on who, if they're going to accept those, they're going to take out those bad electors, those bad ballots. Every state will have a vote. How many red states are there, Mustafa?
Oh, man. How many red states? Oh, you got me on
it's
the spot.
It's over 30.
Here. I'm sure it's over. It's definitely more than blue states.
It's over 30. So, no, we can't go. And I sent you guys some. It's one company. They showed where that there was two-way communication going on with some polling stations there in Fulton County. And that the machines were accessible by internet, and not a remote location, but a regular building location. So in order to do the forensics, and it's not by counting the votes, you need to count the legal votes. Hey, you keep counting all the votes all over and over again, then quite naturally you're going to come up with the same. Count the legal votes. Those ballots, those mail-in ballots that was sheets of paper that was not folded, how are you going to pull that off? A mail-in ballot with no folds in it whatsoever. That's a sheet of paper. Sound like it was ran on a copy machine. And all the other things that was going on. What Pennsylvania done? Pennsylvania went against its own constitution, allowing certain mail-in ballots in the time frame in which they was coming in. Those ballots supposed to be illegal. If you get at the movie house too late, they're not going to rerun everything or start it back over so you can see the beginning. And some movie houses don't let you sit in after you watch one and sit in and watch the next one that's coming up and make you get out of there like it was when I was a kid. So I hope that things go the way that they're supposed to go according to the Constitution and all that other stuff. Nancy Pelosi needs to retire. That woman is over 80 years old and nothing but a problem.
Yeah, what's she holding
Chuck
on
Schumer.
For?
Chuck Schumer's been in there. He's been in over 30-some-odd years. Then you got another Senator. I never heard of him. I don't know where he'd been sitting at. I didn't know him. Heck, he's been in there over 30-some-odd years. And all she do is a disruptor. Look at all the things that they brought against Donald Trump from Russia, from quid pro quo with the Ukraine. And then, too, look at the thing that Joe Jim Crow Biden has been making available for his son.
Joe Jim Crow Biden. That's the first one for me.
Hunter's been getting money from the Ukraine. But what was in this package that was passed there? Was there not money for the Ukraine and other countries? And people are complaining you give the citizens $600, but you give them these millions and millions in aid to these countries, including the Ukraine. Well, that money is being filtered back around and going into somebody's campaign coffers. And another thing about the stimulus is not a giveaway. All they're doing is lending you money against your potential income tax return.
Right.
Hell, I haven't got a penny.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what they gonna do? They gonna send you what? Like a form, like some type of form where you gotta claim the stimulus money that they quote unquote gave you?
I don't know what they do. I couldn't even tell you. I don't know how they work.
Okay.
I thought that they deposited money in your account, your bank account. If you got it, you know, you provide it when you do your tax return, but it's not free money.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing free anyway. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look
right
at that.
So if people were saying that they didn't see no money, no change based on his tax reform, what it changed was that your withdrawal, withholding every pay period was less, and you had more money on the check. Not when you done your taxes. I don't know why people like to have all that money taken out of their excess money taken out of their check every pay period so they can get a quote unquote big check at the end of the year. Well, they're keeping your money and using it.
Exactly. That's true.
Yeah,
give us some game on that because we got tax season coming up. You know, give the people some game on that.
Should they do exempt?
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought too that they said that that those stimulus checks, at one point they were saying, I know in the beginning, that you can't claim it as income, and then they turned around and said you can't claim it as income when you file. So I don't know.
No, you can't claim it as income. It's just a loan. It's a draw against what you possibly would be getting back when you file at the end of the year normally. Like, I think they make go about what you did the previous year. But what are they I don't think they're going to give you because most people don't get no $2,800 back. $2,800. So then if they go out into the future, like next year for the 2021 tax season, they're going to charge you interest on that $2,000 or whatever you have that you owe from not being able to cover what they lent you.
Okay. Yeah, because I think they said like this second wave, if you have not filed your 2019 taxes, then you don't qualify. They said some people still may slip through the cracks with the IRS and still may end up getting them, but technically they said they're going off of the 2019 taxes, so if you haven't filed it, then it's a great chance you might not get the second one.
Now, Kevin, on reparations, I'm for reparations.
Yes, sir.
From these companies that use your data and sell it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Like Facebook, Twitter, and so on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People should be getting paid for the usage of their data. And you know it's happening because you can be someplace on the internet and all of a sudden up pops what you was looking for. Are talking about on Facebook or anyplace else.
Right.
I tell you somebody
That's
else,
true.
I tell you another source where you should be getting reparation from. from these rappers and entertainers that's putting out lyrics that young people mimic in the street committing crimes. And causing all other sort of disparity, like men not taking care of their kids. Hell, there's lyrics out there that glorify that some way or another. So go after them. The Facebooks, the Twitters, the YouTubes. Go after them because they're selling your information, your birth date, what you like, what you search.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with that.
And
I'm
you don't get nothing for it.
Entities, right. And most people, you know, most people, believe it or not, we agree to a lot of this stuff when we agree to the terms of agreement. You know, when they click, when they show you that disclaimer, and you have these terms of agreement that you could accept or not accept. A lot of that stuff is in the fine print that they're selling your information to these data mining companies and these other entities they're selling your information to. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So,
and the same thing with these rappers, these people that's creating these lyrics that the kids are getting a hold of. What about
the
Grand Theft Auto?
Right, right. So instead of going after the rappers, why don't we go after the conglomerates and these big companies that sign these rappers? Because
the rappers don't have to sing.
Huh?
They don't have to sing it. You go after the rappers. You can go after the rappers, and rappers go after who they're working for. And I'm gonna tell you what happens. That's the way you stop that stuff. Because they go. So the next time they have some lyrics put in front of them, they say, "I ain't singing this." Whatchamacallit got Snoop Dogg got sued like hell.
Right, but believe it or not, the label has to sign off on any project that they put out. You know, any song that they put out, any lyrics, the label, you best believe, they're dissecting the lyrics, they're looking at it, and they're the ones who give the green light to put it out. It's really
absolutely
not the rappers that's in control,
they can be contributing.
It depends
on what type of contract they have. If they just have like a distribution contract on agreement with a label, then that's just what they're doing. They're just distributing the product for them. They put them on their platform.
They can contribute to some program or something that's designed in order to help rehabilitate people. You know, I was listening to Ella Fitzgerald today. Beyonce, Fantasia, y'all ain't got nothing on Ella. Listen to the two in comparison. This woman is just like a mountain. Hey, I catch you later.
Oh, hey, Bob, dang, I want to ask the brother one more thing before he left.
Some people don't even know who Ella Fitzgerald is. Go ahead, Matassa.
Hey, before you go, where are you at? How are you feeling about Bitcoin? Where you think? You think it's endless possibilities? Or you think,
I had Bitcoin way back when they were like 20 some odd cents, man. But no, if people should, I still buy. I sent you the information on those Nano X wallets that was on sale 40% off around Thanksgiving. Remember?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and I got me one too. Yes, sir. I got me one.
That's
appreciate
good.
It.
And
I
what
sure
you
did.
Should do is go on a crypto site that lists all the coins and show the graph and the ups or downs on them. And you need to look at those coins. You got some coins down there that's sub penny that's going to move because.
Yeah.
Of the big boy moving, right?
Yep.
And Ledger got a website that shows what coins that they have apps for that'll be stored on their wallet. It's a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of them, exactly. Yes,
right. Okay,
sir.
Well, let somebody else get on. I'm sorry for taking so long.
Oh, no worries. We appreciate you. Right on. Appreciate it. That's our brother right there. Shout out to him. But, yeah, you know, he was dropping some good game as far as, you know, the tax game. Because for a long time, family, we have been left out of the loop as far as how, you know, the rich use money and taxes and these loopholes and all these things. That information has been deliberately kept from black people. You dig what I'm saying? And unless you in the know, or you know, in those circles, a lot of these things when it comes to taxes and, you know, starting a business and doing things like that, not paying taxes. You know, they talked about Donald Trump had all these businesses, but he didn't really pay taxes. Well, a lot of companies and corporations and people do that. You know, they set up these entities to where they don't really pay taxes. They use a lot of things that they write off: food expenses, travel, cars, you know, property, things like that. So, you know, it's up to us to get in the loop and educate ourselves. And like I say, I'm still learning as well, but how to play the game, because you either play the game and try to get right, or you could just, you know, just complain about it and try to fix it. Either way, you know, you're going to have to do something. You know, even if you just sit and do nothing, you're still doing something. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to get the information, get in the loop, and that way we protect ourselves and protect our finances as well. But, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
All right, all right. Let's get to the caller.
Let's get it.
Okay. Area code 609-310. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I got a comment. But I for this smooth transition, I feel like one of the brothers on there, I think I'm just going to sit back and just let it play out and see what's going to happen. Because it is a lot of stuff going on with this stuff. And at this point, you don't know who to trust. It's just crazy, I'm telling you. I don't know who the dang on test. And
right.
And I think it's kind of sad, you know, the way they're doing the American people for real. Because in the end,
right,
these rich people, they ain't lose no sleep, they ain't lose no money, they ain't lose none of that. The people that lost
right,
the money is the
money.
People that's without jobs and stuff. These people
right,
without
right.
jobs. Some of them people was making good money and barely got paying a mortgage. $600, what's this going to do for somebody paying a $2,000 mortgage or got an $1,800 rent?
Exactly.
Because the cost of living up north is cheap, is not cheap. You ain't get
right.
no daggone, you ain't going to find no hole in the wall for $600 around here.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they
yeah,
ain't even matching the cost of living. You need to pay the
mm-hmm.
rent for a month, a mortgage for a month. You need to pay the mortgage for the month.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's crazy, you know. I'm just gonna sit back, I'm just gonna sit back and watch it and see and let it play out. See how it's gonna play out. But I just know we in probably. I feel like
it is
the American
is.
People is in for a rude awakening. Thinking things don't
mm-hmm.
get better.
Right.
I hope I'm wrong about it, but so far it's looking like we're gonna be in a rude awakening. We're gonna have a long 4 years, either which way it go.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of what it's looking like. I agree.
Yeah.
It is what it's looking like. But yeah, that you know, that $600 was an insult. That $1,200 was an insult, because the thing is, you know, unbeknownst to the American people, they are using those stimulus checks to pad their pockets. And when you look at what they call all the pork and all the unnecessary spending that's in the stimulus bill, it's like, what are y'all doing? Like, y'all literally
I
just
know,
giving millions
giving
of dollars
to
these foreign countries.
Countries
and, yeah, foreign countries
crazy.
And different
crazy. I don't
yeah,
understand
museums
it.
And, yeah, different stuff that really can wait. Like, you trying to give millions of dollars to these museums and different parks and things that's closed, that stuff can wait. Like, so it shows where their priorities are. They're really trying to pad their pockets. They're trying to get their friends some money. And this is really just a money grab. And to add insult to injury, they want to just get American people $600. Really? Y'all need
yeah,
to stop playing. You know what I'm saying?
Right there.
Yeah, that's sad. So, you know, we know what it is. Hopefully people paying attention. We see what it is. We know that these politicians are scheming. And, you know, they using this stimulus like they did the first time. They use that stimulus as a money grab to write themselves
yep.
and their friends some big checks you know, so they can hoard a lot of the resources and hoard the money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to be wise and pay attention, baby. If you got the eyes to see, you can see. You feel me?
Yep. If you don't, I feel for you.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Well, we appreciate you calling. Right on.
Right on.
What's up? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, family. This is Collective Minds Radio. You know, we're here. This is the first show of 2021, and we just having an open discussion. You know, kind of seeing how things was going in 2020, and we looking forward to, you know, how things go play out in 2021. You know, nobody knows. You know, we can only speculate and use history as a teacher to kind of, you know, to kind of see what's going on or what we could possibly expect in the future here. You know, so.
Yeah, I also want to put 2 cents in there and say the $2,000 was nothing, but it's better than the six.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, exactly. It's better than six, but that's an insult too. Yeah.
Yep. Considering, you know, they have allowed people this safety net, well, at least what people would think is a safety net, to say, hey, you can't get evicted from your home. They have this ban on
right
there, so people not paying their rent so that they, way they can survive and feed their family for all these months. And, you know, people haven't been paying rent for 4, 5, 6 months now, and you're going to throw them $600 or $2,000? You know, that's just that's backwards.
Exactly.
And you didn't gave them permission to not pay their rent. You didn't basically provide permission for them to not have to pay their rent because they have that ban on there saying that they can't get evicted. So that's
exactly.
a struggling group of people is going to take that as permission to not pay my rent, you know, because this is a pandemic and nobody knows the way things is going, you know, what's going to happen. Are they going to open up the economy back? So a drowning man will reach for a straw. So people's in a state of panic. And if you're saying that there's a ban where they can't get evicted, you know that they're not paying their rent. You think people are going to be paying their rent that's already struggling, and they've already been told you can't get put out? What you think they're going to do? Not pay their rent. They're going to buy food. And
right,
now you're
exactly
giving them $600? That is ridiculous. It's the one that anybody is getting the vote.
Yeah.
Because nobody
deserves
it. Nobody deserves a vote.
Exactly. Nobody deserves a vote.
Nobody deserves a vote. Everybody needs to be wiped out and replaced.
And replaced. Facts. That's what I'm saying. Like, Joe Biden even said nothing is going to change fundamentally under his administration. Now, what does that tell you? So, you know, things are
going to
go back. Nothing's going to change. So he's trying to keep things basically the same. He's trying to get back to normal, which if anybody listens to this show know that, you know, I was one of the main people complaining about normal, or quote-unquote what normal was, where, you know, you had white supremacy, you had black people at the bottom, you know, of society. Like, those were my gripes. I don't think we should want to go back to that normal. You know what I'm saying? No, we don't want that. We need fundamental change, period. You know what I'm saying? We need straight change. We don't want to go back to the status quo. And that's what Joe wants, because that's what he's been doing all his political life. Sleepy Joe has been sticking to the script.
Yeah.
Locking black folks up, blaming black people for their problems, keeping black people in dire situations, keeping black people hanging on a string, not, you know, getting us financially educated, empowering us so we can do some things on our own. He wants to keep us dependent on the system and have the system smack us around a few times, kill a few of us, and we just begging to get a seat at the table. No, fam, no.
That he's doing that,
no,
so
we
can
get
our vote.
Like that.
So the Democrats can get our
vote. We can get our vote. Yeah. No. No, fam. Stop it. Stop it, Joe. So, yeah, Joe wants things to go back. So I'm really interested into how this thing going to play out because, I mean, hey, if Trump stay in, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's going to be interesting. They say they got some coming up. Is that the Georgia vote coming up on the 6th?
Yeah, that's coming up on the 5th.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
I'll
cool.
see what's going to happen. I was really, because I was watching when they was voting, too. Nancy, I was like, man, she had needed 214. It was kind of close, too, but McCaskill and Nancy, they was going back and forth with the votes, but she ended up taking it. I was kind of like, dang, because I was hoping that she would not have, but now that she do have it, so now this Georgia voting is going to be really interesting to see what the outcome is going to be for this, because if they have all of it, then we're going to see. They claim that if the Democrats control everything, then we may get even a much bigger stimulus, even larger than the $2,000. That's what they're saying. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah,
you want to get to a column?
That, yeah. Let's get to a column real quick.
Okay. Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about this off-grid. First of all, I'd like to say thank y'all for your condolences. But I just want to say that me and my buddies, we've been talking about this off grid for a long time, and I've been, you know, slowly preparing for this off grid. So they end up doing another round of stimulus of 2,000. You take that 2,000 and you invest in an off grid system where you don't depend on anybody for electricity. Only thing you probably have to do is find water. And if you know what you're doing, you can drink the water right out the Mississippi if you know what you're doing. So it's like most time when I'm here about this off grid, it's mostly urban people who are so scared of this off grid because it's gonna cause chaos. But rural people, we've been getting ourselves ready. Country boys, we've been getting ourselves ready. So
yes, sir.
And you could also, for that little $600, you can find a little off-grid system. You might not get a lot of power, but you'd be able to function, do what you need to do.
Right. So Carla, let us know, Carla. What you know? What type of things do you need to live off grid? Like, what are some of the essentials that someone would need if they wanted to go off grid?
You would need a solar panel, mm-hmm. and battery bank. The solar panels aren't that expensive. It's the battery bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also, they also have systems that you could put up where it collects water out the air, drinkable water out the air.
Okay.
And it could produce enough for a family.
Mm-hmm.
And those cost too, but there's a lot of stuff that you can do to be off grid, such as let's say I lose my power over here where I'm at. Well, my refrigerator either kicks off onto the battery. Or it kicks off, or if the propane tanks are full, it kicks off into the propane. So the refrigerator run off the propane. I heat the house with kerosene. If I can't get kerosene, then I use more propane. Now, if I can't get propane, then that's when the solar power and the battery banks come in, because now you can run your heater.
Gotcha.
And you can get the system depending on how much you want to spend. You can get an off grid system for your house, or for me, like my camper, where I can go anywhere and I don't need anything, Only thing I have to do is figure out water. So
right.
And gotcha. And like I said, if you know what you're doing, you can drink the water right out the Mississippi if you know what you're doing.
Right. Well, so, I don't know what I'm doing. You'll have to break that down for your boy over here, because
a lot of it is boiling and filtering.
Okay.
Boil it, and then you got to filter.
Gotcha.
And
now, I do know
everything that's in there, and then when you run it through your filters, which a cheap type of filter is running through sand.
Right.
But that's
right.
In to take. Catch anything that ain't supposed to be in there, then all you gotta do is drinkable.
Right.
Hey,
gotcha.
What you think about those? What you think about those life straws?
What?
A straw that you could just they got these things called life straws. I see them in sporting stores, and they say you can basically drink out of anything with that straw. The straw has a built-in filter. Just like you say, you can dip it right in the Mississippi and drink
the
Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about those. I just never went and got worried about looking at them. But,
yeah, that's something you could get just for an emergency situation.
Yeah, because where I'm at, I can't drink my water because it's well water, and it's high in iron. So it comes up from the well. It goes through a filtration system. The water softener. Stuff like that, and then it comes in, and I can clean with it. But I go get, but I keep I keep like 14 gallons of fresh water on hand at all times. So
okay,
and for me to do that, all I'm gonna have to do is know someone with a. All I have to do is just go somewhere, and they got outlets around where it's like $2. I can fill both of those. From a water outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got, like there's some places, like here in Burlington, you can go, they got two spots. They got one downtown by the river, and they got one in the middle of the town where you just pay a couple dollars, and you can get your water. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to go to town. So.
Right. Yes, sir.
And all you do is just ration your water. Ration.
Right.
So.
Yeah, man. That's you definitely want to keep that type of stuff in mind and prepare yourself.
But that's a lot of type stuff my dad taught us growing up, because we was always going out camping. So.
Right. Yeah, that's essential.
We was always out.
You know
there,
what I'm saying?
So.
Yeah, that's good.
But, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all get to the next caller.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you, caller. Good information.
Right on.
Yes, indeed. So, family, just collect.
Hey, I'll say this real quick.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brother Kidd. I was just going to say.
No. Go ahead, bro.
About going off grid, the one thing I got to say, though, is it's all good, but for myself, sound like if we really, truly have to go off grid and he's doing this type of stuff, it sounds like football will be over with in a situation like that. And if football is over with, then I might as well just go ahead and die.
Right. You say your sign is football. When they say, look, football season is canceled, that's your sign. Your ears are just, yes,
right.
Right. You go, no, it's going down. Hey, that is so funny, but I can see that if Americans ain't got their football, it's gonna be some problems out these streets for real.
It's
over. It's gonna be some problems.
It's over.
Yeah, buddy. Oh man, that is hilarious.
Hey,
but it's so funny because it's true. Yeah, let's go. Let's get it.
I get some more caller before you guys really. Going to the zone. Area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, Collective Minds. How y'all doing? Sounds like y'all doing good.
Oh, doing
hey.
Well. Doing well. Peace. Yes, indeed. Peace.
I was listening tonight. how much we put on. You guys are talking about the fake money that they're, you know, sending us. And,
yeah,
I'm worried about that inflation when it hits. They print it off, and I don't know if
I've
seen the stats. Yeah, the stats that 35% of the money that's in circulation right now, American dollars that are in circulation, were printed in the last 10 months. So within this last year, we've increased the money supply, and with this new money that just got added, I'd say about 40%. So almost half the money that's in circulation has been printed in the last 10 months. It's a huge spike. It's a huge spike. So, you know, in the next couple of months, when you see the price of milk rise and the price of bread rise, people's rent rising, but their Social Security checks ain't going up, you know, and then they start blaming corporate for, you know, corporations for making everything so expensive. You got to remember, it ain't corporation. It's the government that you've been voting into office. And it doesn't matter whether we vote them in or not. They're going to do what they're going to do. So, because we got no
say.
I mean, it's the tail wagging the dog at this point. So,
what do people do though? I mean, like, what do the people do if we know that these politicians are corrupt and they really trying to destroy, you know, this country and
the
whatnot?
People,
like, what do we do?
Okay, so. You read the book, Animal Farm. The problem isn't that the people can't do anything. It's just that the mass majority of the people are the sheep, and they're lazy and they're stupid. It's not their fault that they're lazy and stupid. They're just human. They're just the average human. So they're taught a new catchphrase, and they just follow on. So then the people that are aware and they want to say something, well, then they just get talked down by the sheep, the new catchphrase of the sheep. So all we can do that us is be aware and prepare. Just be aware and prepare. Don't try to save everybody. Don't go out there and make a target of yourself. You just need to survive the upcoming calamity so that you're in a position to be a leader in what's to come, or a survivor in what's to come, or just survive. Even though surviving isn't really worth it if there's nothing to come out of it.
If it ain't no football.
Yeah, I myself, it doesn't need. I don't need much. So surviving for me isn't going to be so bad. I got got a little tiny place to live in, and out like my brother was talking about, off the grid. Get my ammo, get my food rations, get my get myself set up for my own, if I need to use electricity, because there's all kind of other sources. You don't have to have electricity.
Right.
People live for millennia before the advent of electricity. I mean, if electricity didn't exist all of a sudden tomorrow, yes, billions would die because we all, you know, it's a crucial portion of the infrastructure to support all the bodies that are on this planet. But if it just went away tomorrow, humanity would exist. It just wouldn't be what you're used to. But within generations, everybody would adapt it to no electricity again. So it's not the end of the world. It's just the end of your comfort. That's all.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I got a question for you too, Carl. All right, because you were the last caller touched on this off-grid situation, right? Okay, when stuff really hits the fan and you go off-grid, and we kind of talked about, you know, stuff you could, you know, water supply, what are you going to be eating? Are you just going to be killing wild animals? Like, how are you going to survive food-wise?
They have shelf-stable foods that you can purchase and store away that can last 25 or so years. You buy yourself a nice supply of that, so when times are thin, then you eat on that. See, when things go to crap, a lot of people are going to die. When a lot of people die, wildlife takes over. Once wildlife takes over, then it becomes, you know, for those who can catch it and those who understand it, those who can use it, well, we'll be fine. So, yes, I will be eating the animals and the wildlife. I will know which vegetations that I can utilize. I will if I have to eat the grubs. I've done it before. So it is what it is. If you want to survive, you survive. If you don't, you just roll over and die, kill yourself, get out the way.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Either you go survive or you go give up and die. Like, either
or.
And either way, the world will keep turning. Yeah.
So, you've got, they might not even let you just give up and die if they enslave you and you don't fight back enough to have them actually kill you. Because, again, Kanye said it, and it is the truth. Slavery is a choice, because you can also always choose that hard choice of death. You can just not submit until they kill you.
Right. This is true. This is true.
It sounds harsh, and it sounds like, well, but hey, he had a point. It is a choice. It's a hard choice. It's not a fair choice. But life ain't fair. Life is just what it is.
Yeah. You can die.
The
other choice is you can die and take some of them with you. How about that? I like
that
one.
You can do that. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You can take a few with you.
Exactly.
Hey, let's go. You know? So,
I'm just listening. And we're talking about that money that they're giving you, that little Peasley $600 is actually a $2,100 debt that you're accruing for tax purposes, because if you split all that money up, everybody would have got $2,780-something. But now we're only going to give you six, but each individually owe back that 28.
Yep.
So
and,
they're not giving us anything. They're taking from us. They're fooling us.
Right, exactly.
With like you were saying earlier, it's a slap in the face with the amount that they're giving us just to take from us.
Just to take
and
more.
They're going to take more
because, like,
yeah.
Right.
We're not going to see.
Because, look, that
$600. We're not going to notice, but when the prices go up, that's them taking it back from us. It's not
that's what I was about to say, exactly.
It's the prices. Price
when that inflation is kicking in.
The hidden tax.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're angry
when that inflation kicks in,
you're
going to be paying $600 for a loaf of bread.
Yeah, you're mad at Wonder. You're mad at the Wonder Company. You're not mad at the tax people for printing all that money for everybody else. You're mad at people that put the products on the shelves. You're mad at Walmart.
Yep.
Walmart ain't have nothing to do with
right.
it. The government printed all that money.
Yes, sir. But, that's going to kick in. I think, with the feds manipulating the economy and whatnot, that's still – like, they may be able to manipulate it for a few years longer and whatnot, but that's definitely coming. You know, the real big crash and the heavy inflation and conflation, all that stuff, that's definitely coming. No doubt about it, that's coming.
We can't do anything about it, though, at our level, until we come to the breaking point to where we're actually willing to bleed and die. If we're not willing to bleed and die like they did back in the revolution, like they did in the Civil War, then it's not going to change. Those politicians are going to keep on running over us. And that's all there is to it.
And what they're going to do, they do a good job of putting the people against each other. You know what I'm saying? They use that divide and conquer tactic, and they create a situation and put the people against each other and just watch from the sidelines while the people bicker and fight for both of their sides. You know, they create both sides and then you fight for both sides, either side. So, it's a deep game.
Right.
And hopefully with the transition to us in a new paradigm and a conjunction and the age of Aquarius and all that type of stuff on my cosmic Kev, hopefully people are waking up and we trying to see, the bigger picture. And go against the grain. Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate you calling. But family, we down to the last 5 minutes. Of the show. Just in closing, like I say, it's been a great ride. I appreciate my co-hosts. I appreciate the callers. I done learned a lot. I look forward to learning even more. And getting better, getting better at bringing and disseminating information. And hopefully we can, keep some impactful shows and help people get through the week, as we do. So that's it, y'all, and Happy New Year. We appreciate your families for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm going to let y'all wrap it up.
All right.
Right. Mufasa, what you going to say? Be quiet. Move it slow.
I'm going to say the same thing. Happy New Year. And we talked about, you know, this off-the-grid stuff. And I want to go into details, you know, in the future, hopefully soon. We need to do a survival show. We need to really do down, bunker down, and do a survival show on what people should start doing to prepare themselves for a fallout. You know, if that's what you're ready for, if that's what you're down for the fight, then
right.
Yeah, let's try to put some stuff out there. See what it's going to take to live off the land. You know, maybe we could talk about the type of things that you're going to be eating, what you got to watch out for. So, yeah, that put it on my mind that we should have a off-the-grid survival show.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm with that. I'm with that. I'm with it. I'm with it.
All right. And then just to closing my remarks, also for the record, I would like to say I was never supportive of the stimulus check from the first time. I didn't think they should even went there with us. So I was never for it. But since they was issuing it out, it's like, whatever. But I didn't think it was a good idea when they first announced it in the beginning, and when they said they were going to do it. I knew that was
I knew that would be a
big disaster for the future. You know, although I know, you know, we had, as far as the market is concerned, we've hit some pretty low times, and if done correctly, you know, it doesn't have to be the doom, you know, but I just wasn't really willing to just take the risk. I just was like, I didn't think we should get it. But when they issued it out, I do have an opinion as far as the $600 goes. I just think it's crazy, though. But that's pretty much that on that. I just wanted to just throw that out there. So I'd like to just thank everybody, all our supporters that always call in and conversate with us and have good dialogue with us. We really appreciate you guys. Like Brother Kevin and Mufasa said, you guys bring some, some great ideas and things like that to the discussion. So we appreciate you, and we look forward to continuing to have more conversations with you guys. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And if you have any show topic ideas, like always, please feel free to send us an email with any ideas you may have at collectivemindsyahoo.com. In the meantime, we want everybody to stay safe out there. Wear your mask. Social distance. Be safe.
Wear your mask.
Have a wonderful 2021. Keep it moving. Keep it positive. Peace. Look forward to talking to you guys next Sunday.
Yes, yes.
Peace. Peace. A colorful perspective. The brothers. Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gonna get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Collective Minds.